This is Helena Foley from Barnard College, and I'm going to give you a little background on Diana, or Artemis, as she's known among the Greeks. She is the daughter of the most important of all the Greek gods, Zeus, or Jupiter in Latin, and Leto, an extremely important early goddess. She's a sister of the god Apollo, and both she and her brother are eternally young and eternally beautiful, just on the brink of adulthood, but not completely mature. Apollo doesn't even have a beard. Diana is a virgin, along with the goddess Athena, or Minerva in Latin, and the goddess of the hearth Hestia. And because she is, like Athena, a virgin, she isn't limited to female sexual roles and spheres. So she spends most of her time in the wild, dressed in immature clothing, a short robe or chiton, which is perfect for hunting. She hunts with a bow and arrow, and she's surrounded by her fellow virginal nymphs and sometimes male hunters. She's accompanied often by dogs, as in the statue, and she spends her time killing deer. But her arrows can be both dangerous and protective. So, for example, the arrows of Artemis are thought to bring disease to women who die peacefully and can also cure them. In the broader sense, she's the goddess of childbirth, who presides over all living beings, animals and humans, from birth to adulthood and the period of sexuality. Girls worship her in rituals, for example, at Brauron in Attica, little girls, before they got married and often when they were younger than that, danced in her honor as bears and ran around nude, expressing the period of freedom that girls had in the wild before they became adults. Boys in Sparta worshipped Artemis Orthia during the period in which they were living in the wild to toughen themselves up before they became Spartan soldiers. So in conclusion, what might we say that Diana or Artemis means? She presides over a period of freedom before people are encumbered by adult life. And therefore, she, like her brother Apollo, are perfect gods for the college years.